I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts, and our guest, Marianne Ballard, is a musician with a long history of performing, directing, coaching, and researching. She's on the faculty at Oberlin's Summer Baroque Performance Institute. Ballard researches many of the Baltimore Consorts programs, and she's coming to Indianapolis's Early Music Festival, July 8, 9, and 10 with the group. They open on Friday night with a concert titled The Lady's Delight, Musical Roots of the Baltimore Consort. Marianne, thanks for joining us.
Well, it's great to have a chance to talk to you, too.
What do you play with the consort on the Friday night program?
I play treble viol and bass viol. That is, viola da gamba.
Mm-hmm. Now, the concert's called Lady's Delight, and then Musical Roots. Why is it called Lady's Delight?
Well, that's the name of one of the tunes we do. It's an arrangement we made of a harpsichord piece, or rather a virginal piece, that we found in a 17th century source.
Nice title, and it has this spelling L-A-D-Y-E-S, so it certainly has a good feel for the period.
The spellings are fun, and we pair that piece with one called Jump at My Cousin, which is an even more fun title.
Can you tell us about a few of the other pieces you'll be performing that evening?
Well, they are all from approximately the Elizabethan period. They have titles like Join Hands, Green Garters, Nutmegs and Ginger, to give a bit of the flavor of the time. Oh, there's one called the Queen's Dump. A dump was actually a dance form. It wasn't the modern connotation at any rate.
No, I don't think I'd like to have that sort of thing happen at a dance.
Yeah.
The consort's also hosting a free Saturday morning children's concert. Can you tell us a little bit about what children and their parents might expect at that?
Well, the consort's instruments, to begin with, are very colorful, and the tunes we play in our regular concert as well are what you might call popular music of the time, the kind of music you might hear if you go to the theater in Shakespeare's time. So what we do in a children's concert is these lively tunes. We teach them a dance, a round dance, and we show them all our instruments and point out that you know, it's an educational thing, too, where we concentrate a bit on each instrument and play a piece that features that instrument.
As if Friday night and Saturday morning weren't enough, the Baltimore Consort's lutenist Ron McFarlane has a concert of his own. On Sunday night, it's called Viva Vivaldi, wrapping up the weekend. Ron is certainly going to play some Vivaldi, but I understand that he also has some ventures of his own.
Well, he is a composer of lute music, just like the old lutenists were, and he has done some really nice pieces. I really enjoy listening to Ron's music. It's a wide variety of styles. Some of it emulates Renaissance style, but other pieces are just inspired by nature. He has a piece, for example, called Denali, which he wrote after visiting Alaska, and he has a piece that he wrote called Pine Top. It actually sounds like a kind of Appalachian hoedown tune. He's very creative, and I think he's probably written well over 40 pieces for the lute by now.
Hmm. We've been talking with Marianne Ballard of the Baltimore Consort. The consort comes to Indianapolis's Early Music Festival the weekend of July 8th. Their evening concert is on the Friday. They play a children's concert on Saturday morning, and lutenist Ron McFarlane has a concert on Sunday evening. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.